This is episode 2452 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back to day 7 of our series this week. This is the final episode of the theme we're exploring, your ultimate self-care journey. If you are just joining us, you are in the right place. If you've been with us through each episode this week, congratulations to you. In each episode, you discover a different meditation technique that's included in a guided meditation. And I also share important insight with you right before you meditate. I think this is a great way to explore the rich tradition of meditation, and also to share with you ways to improve your life. Meditation is one of the best ways to improve all areas of your life, so you are doing such good things for yourself. Along this week's journey, you've had the challenge to consider 3 best ways to support yourself this week. And I wonder how you're doing. I've heard from many of you, and I've been sharing with you in each episode ways that your fellow meditators are supporting their self-care journey. So please reach out to me. The best way is probably on my Sip and Om Instagram. You can send me a direct message there, but you can also send me an email at mary@sipandom.com. I'd love to hear how your self-care journey progressed. In today's episode, you're going to be guided as you reflect over your week. I consider this final episode one of the most important episodes because it allows you to gain awareness as to how you're living your life. It's this awareness that makes you better and stronger. This week, you have explored physical self-care, mental, emotional, and spiritual self-care, as well as social self-care. As you settle yourself down and get ready to reflect on your week, consider the kind of self-care that meant the most to you this week. And I want to share with you a message from your fellow meditator, Juliana from Brazil. She says, "I am grieving the death of a loved one. My spiritual self-care has been important to me this week. I'm reading from books that inspire me every day, and this helps me seek a deeper purpose in my life at this time." Thank you so much, Juliana, for sharing your spiritual self-care journey as you grieve the death of a loved one. I invite you to make sure your body is nice and comfortable as you meditate today. Maybe spend a little extra time celebrating yourself as you meditate. Straighten your spine and close your eyes, gently elevating them upward to the point between your eyebrows. This instantly uplifts your thoughts. Begin to notice where you're holding tension in your body today. Notice the kind of self-care you need right now. Maybe you'd like to uplift your thoughts with mental self-care. Maybe you'd like to reflect on gratitude for loved ones, for social self-care. Maybe you want to relax your body deeply as you focus on physical self-care. Maybe you're processing a difficult emotion. Allow yourself to unfold naturally, gently. As you reflect over your week, consider the times when you felt truly nourished, when you gave yourself self-care. Think about what made a big difference in your life this week. Celebrate these big wins. How could you continue to give yourself this kind of self-care? Consider at least two ways you could continue your self-care journey. Reflect now on the times this week that come to mind when it was difficult to give yourself self-care. Maybe you felt discouraged or like it wouldn't really matter anyways. Notice what brought you spiraling downward. Notice what seemed to lift your spirits again. What would you do differently this week on your self-care journey? Would you spend more time giving yourself better self-care? As you sit in stillness, mentally affirm, I embrace my inner truth. I embrace my inner truth. Now allow yourself simply to be. You are so worth slowing down for.